Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
We started the tournament with a bang for the podcast followers. Unfortunately, Australia did not follow with a bang. I'll get your thoughts on the New Zealand game and then I'll get your thoughts on the game just completed last night. It was a win against Sri Lanka, but it was the most unorthodox fashion. It took a incredible Marcus Stoinis innings to ensure the result. What's been your take on the Australians' form?
Yeah, it was to go back to that first game, Jim. I think we've got to give some credit, and this is tough to come out actually to New Zealand. That they took the game on straight away. Finn Allen was outstanding. The way he took to Stark and really set the momentum. It looked like everyone was a bit shocked at the way they came out and just grabbed that momentum in that game straight away. And having a look back through the game, New Zealand were outstanding with the bat. They scored 200. They did everything right there, from the decisions they make to power hit. Their running between wickets was aggressive. Their awareness in all parts of that game. Their bowling was outstanding. Oh, I think Sodhi makes a big difference in their team, having to have that leg spinning option. Every bowling change they made got a wicket. But they didn't allow Australia to play any sort of cricket. If you look at the rankings I've seen through the papers, all the Australians got below two. It's just one of those games that New Zealand just dominated every aspect of it. And it would have been an interesting debrief. It would have been one of those games where you quickly just go, you know what, we'll come back tomorrow, we'll have a quick discussion, but we've got to move on quickly. And that's what they did. They moved on quickly. We got a scrappy win against Sri Lanka, but we got the win. And in tournament play, the one thing you got to make sure that happens is you're peaking at the right time. So the things that we can work on through that game, Marcus Stoinis, so what a knock that was. That game looked in the balance like it was going to the last over. But I tell you what, that was an extraordinary knock under pressure and some extraordinary power.
Brad, you warned us. I don't know that we were quite ready for Sunday night at the MCG, 90,000 plus. You told us about the TV audience, haven't got an exact figure on that. But the actual game itself, Bradley, have you ever seen anything like it?
This is the thing. I often get asked on what's it like playing in India, how the crowd get involved. And there's a taste of it just there. That's every week in IPL. You just had to go around the crowd. The first ball of that game, that roar. And I was talking to Mark Howard the other day, and he's called a lot of AFL games, grand final games there. And he said that was as loud a roar as you'll hear in any sporting event. And that's what it was, Jimmy. It was an event. It was an event that you're remembering 10, 20 years' time, or where were you when India played Pakistan? There's 90,000 people. As you said, the TV audience could be up around 400 million. Who knows what it is, but it was an extraordinary event, and the cricket was the icing on the cake. Well, what a game. We've seen Virat Kohli. He's had a lean 12 months, but you want the superstars in the big moments when the pressure is on, and that's exactly what he did. He delivered. They needed 28 of 8 balls. He hit a couple of sixes, and into that last over, the theatre around that game was a great way to start this World Cup off the back of Australia versus New Zealand.
I'll tell you what one of the features was. The bowling from India first up, you know, Babar Azam and Rizwan, very dangerous players. But Arsdeep, the left armer, just and also the pitch itself, Brad, the carry that you're getting down there at the MCG now, I thought that was a feature as well. There was a tinge of green on that pitch.
Well, I'll tell you what else was a bit, you talk about the wicket, Jimmy, the ball swung. And that's why it's such exciting to watch. We see a lot in 2020 where guys can just sit there and hit through the line and the ball, and the wicket doesn't offer much to the bowlers. But what you want as fans, you want a contest between bat and ball, and that's what we got at the start of that innings. And Pakistan lost their Rizwan and Babar early. You think, oh, they're in trouble. They fought back. They got to a competitive total. And we know that they got a strong bowling attack, and that's why that game was so competitive, because both bowlers executed their plans really well. In the end, it was just the class of one man that got India home.
And not just that, the other little leg up you gave us last episode was Pandya, and you sort of indicated that he'd be crucial with both the bat and the ball, and his effort getting three wickets, because I think all of us were concerned about the lack of potential depth in the Pakistan batting lineup, and after they lost those couple of quick wickets, I thought that, you know, the game was pretty much done and dusted. But then the middle order came back and scored some runs. But that 40 from Pandya, when they're under a lot of pressure, that was crucial to give Kohli the opportunity to be able to go and hit those winning runs. So it was a fantastic game. The live betting was just ebbing and flowing. The Indians got out to as high as $10 there at one point. So it was certainly a big result for them to finish off the way they did.